This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of October. And on our show this hour is Centoya Brown Long. Now, she's a young lady who at 16 was accused of murder and spent 15 years in jail. And she has a book out called Free Centoya. Interesting story. Beautiful actress Marla Sokoloff will be joining us. She's got a Christmas special that's coming up on Lifetime, and they always have great shows. Actor Greg Rundle will be joining us. He, of course, is the star of many things, including Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, in the theaters this December 20th. And then a young lady by the name of Carolyn Sloan, who has penned the book called Welcome to Jazz. This is very well done. It talks about how young people should be interested in music. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Back with Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, our next guest is no stranger to television these days. She's been on a lot of television shows, and she has a brand new book out that I have in my hand right now in hardcover. It's available as we speak. It's called Free Centoya. It's penned by Centoya Brown Long. It's the research for redemption in the American prison system. It's a fascinating story, and it could be a movie. Joining us right now is Centoya Brown Long. Hi, Centoya. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
You know, that's a beautiful name, Centoya. I've never heard of that before. That is very, very nice.
Thank you.
Now, I read this book, and it is very riveting. There's no doubt about it. I mean, let me just set the premise for our audience, and of course, you can take it from there. At 16, a young girl, you were a victim of human trafficking. And as a result of an experience that you had during a man who solicited you for sex, you killed him. And as a result of that, you, of course, went to jail and later was on trial for murder. And you were only 16 years old at the time. The jury did apparently not buy the story, and as a result of that, you got life in prison. Tell us about this, Centoya, because I think the only way to hear this and how penetrating it is in your words is you saying it or reading the book.
Yes, sir. So, as you said, you know, at the age of 16, I was arrested. I was told after I went to trial that I would spend the rest of my life in prison. And, you know, Free Centoya, the book, it actually goes into everything that led up to that. So, I really go into detail with every step of the process. Not just the judicial process, but actually what played a role in me getting in that situation in the first place and me becoming, you know, so vulnerable to being exploited by this man that I thought that I loved, and how I found myself being trafficked on the streets of Nashville. And also, you know, after the conviction, like whenever everything settled, how I picked up the pieces, how God really started working on me. And it was a long process, and it was hard. It was a long fight, but, you know, after 15 years, like, God freed me from it.
You mentioned about the man you love. Now, this isn't the man that you killed. This was a gentleman that you, at a very young age, fell in love with, okay, a teen crush, whatever you want to call it, and you both of you wanted to get married, but you didn't have any money. So as a result of that, he put you up for human trafficking. That in itself is a little sick, you know. Now, the man that you killed, what did he do to you that precipitated that action?
Yeah, well, I just want to clarify, the man that trafficked me, like, he never wanted to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just simply used it, you know, to finesse me and to manipulate me. Whenever I met the man that I was charged with killing, he had picked me up for sex, and he was 43 years old. I was 16 at the time, and he just really made me feel uncomfortable. He really made me feel that something was going to happen to me, that I was fearful, that he was attempting to intimidate me, it seemed. I know he was showing off his gun. He was telling me how he used to be a sharpshooter, just all this information, which I couldn't find any reason for him telling me other than to intimidate me. And, you know, at one point, I just wanted to leave, but I felt trapped. I felt that I couldn't leave. And things just really escalated throughout the night, with him just continuing to do things that made me feel that something was about to happen, and I reacted. And so I shot him. I was arrested. And instead of, you know, me being released because of self-defense, like I had told the police, charged with felony murder. And so it was like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean, felony murder? Like, what are you talking about? And to go on to find out that I was facing life in prison, to actually be convicted and sentenced to life in prison, like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
You describe in the first chapter very vividly how you heard the jury say that you were guilty and your reactions to it and how long it took for them to even say the words that you were guilty. And I couldn't help but think that in doing so, that they didn't take in consideration the fact that this was self-defense or alleged to be self-defense. You had a tough childhood. There's no doubt about it. Your mom was an alcoholic mother. You felt abandoned by society. You had this feeling of isolation, very low esteem, a sense of alienation from society, which probably took you down this road a little bit. But the thing that got me was when you were in prison and one of the cellmates asked you if you were nervous, and you said, "No, I'm relieved." Explain that, Santoya.
Right. So the whole process, waiting for trial, waiting to see what was going to happen, it's like you know what the worst-case scenario is, and, like, you're so fearful, like, you're so worried that was going to happen. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to prevent it, like, well, what motion can we file, and trying to read into every single thing from the jury's face, like, well, what's going to happen? And it was so, so tumultuous, like, it was so, like, it was so much anxiety at that time. And so then it's like when the worst that could possibly happen, when it finally happens, like, all right, well, there's that, you know, like, I don't have to worry about what could happen now because the worst has happened. Now it's just, what do we do now? Like, how do we move forward from this? Like, how do I fight this now? What's next?
You spent 15 years in prison, but ultimately were released. You had, of course, advocates such as Rihanna and Kim Kardashian that were working on your behalf. And then you got a clemency from the governor of Tennessee. But tell us about this principal that you befriended at the prison, Connie Seabrooks.
Right. So, Mrs. Seabrooks, amazing woman, really saw potential in me whenever I first came to the prison, and she allowed me to test for the Lipscomb program. The Lipscomb program is a college that actually comes into the prison, and they offer college courses to the women there. And she allowed me to test for it. You know, she saw something in me. She really believed that I can do good things, that I didn't have to just succumb to being the troubled person in prison. I didn't have to just walk around aimlessly there in prison. I could make something of my time. And I actually passed the test. I passed the interview, and I got into the Lipscomb program. And it started to change my life. And then, you know, Ms. Siebert, she stayed a constant figure. I began working for her. She gave me the opportunity to actually tutor other women there in the prison through the education program. And I can remember when I worked for her, she had told me, and this stuck with me, especially in the end, like when I started to be granted relief. She told me, when you come to Jesus, like, that's when you'll be free. And I just kept thinking on that when I finally was granted freedom. So Ms. Siebert, you know, she played a big role as far as planting seeds while I'm in incarceration.
Santonia, where can we learn more about the organization that you started called GLITTER, Grassroots Learning Initiative on Teen Trafficking, Exploitation, and Rape Project?
So that was actually a project that I had done through my Lipscomb class. And now my husband and I are in the process of setting up our nonprofit organization, the Foundation for Justice, Freedom, and Mercy, also known as the JFAM Foundation. And the GLITTER Project is going to be our first major campaign. So we hope to launch that next year sometime. And so you'll definitely be hearing more about that.
Okay, and I failed to mention that Santonia also is now a graduate of Lipscomb University. In the moments we have left, your current husband, Jamie Long, how did you two meet?
So we met, we were writing while I was still incarcerated. He wrote me, it's been almost 3 years now, like it's really flown by. But, you know, we started writing and we developed a friendship. He's my best friend. We talked on the phone for several hours a day and just like really became close. He would visit me while I was in prison, and he was really, like, he was really my rock, especially like towards that last part, which is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's when all my appeals were denied and I really had little chance. And he was just there always encouraging me, always, you know, being that person that I could cry to, that I could turn to. And like, here we are. It's miraculous. And it's just, it's wonderful to now be able to sit on the bed with them and knowing everything that we've been through. Talk more about it in the book.
It's a fascinating story, Santonia, and I hope that you have a wonderful life, because after what you've been through, you deserve it. The name of the book is Free Santonia. She was just released this past August, My Search for Redemption in the American Prison System, and our guest has been its author, Santonia Brown Long. Santonia, thank you for joining us, and again, good luck in your life.
Thank you.
Boy, I tell you, what a story. What an amazing story. You got to get this book. You talk about a nail biter. This is it. And it's true, too. And stay with us, because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a very talented actress. You may have seen her on The Practice, also on Desperate Housewives and Full House, and also on Friends and Home Improvement, Step by Step, Boy Meets World. I mean, she's been on true crime films, A Dude, Where's My Car? And now she's part of a great series that is coming off on Lifetime. Joining us right now is Marla Sokolov. Hi, Marla. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You have been, since 12 years old, one very, very busy actress. You are really a working actress.
You know, I appreciate that. I think it, like, appears that way, you know, and sometimes as an actor, you go through phases where you're just, like, working all the time, and then it slows down, and you're working all the time, and, you know, it's a very much an ebb and flow, but... You know, I try to keep it going.
Well, I tell you, you're doing one heck of a job, and it shows because you're very talented. Now, there's
Thank
a
you.
Series of 30, I guess this is right, 30 movies with the title It's a Wonderful Lifetime, which runs through December of this year, of course, and it's on Lifetime. They do a great job. Now, the first one that's going to be coming out, it's coming out this Friday, and it's called The Road Home for Christmas, where you star alongside of Rob Mays and Marie Osmond. Tell us about it. It's a cute show, because I read the premise of it, and I think it's got a perfect touch for Christmas sensitivity.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's not, I think people are going to turn it on and think that it's just your everyday Christmas movie and it's going to be exactly what you expect. This particular Christmas movie kind of takes you in a direction that you're going to be surprised by. You know, when I watched it, which was just like 3 nights ago, I was in tears at the end,
wow.
Which is shocking considering I filmed it, I read the scripts, I obviously knew exactly where it was going to go, but it's a really special movie. It's one of those movies that takes you to places you really did not expect to go. It also has this music component to it. You know, Rob and I are dueling piano players, so we sing a lot of Christmas songs in it, which is, you know, special. And we also have Marie Osmond in it, who sings, and obviously. So it has different touches to it that make this movie stand out, in my humble opinion. I think people are really going to love it.
You say that you were a tad intimidated by meeting Marie and working with her. Why was that? Because of her legendary status?
Yeah, and I think we all were. You know, the day that she worked a couple of days, you know, but the days leading up to her being on set, you know, everybody was kind of like, oh, my gosh, Marie's going to be here in a couple of days. And everybody was on their best behavior when she was on set. You know, I think we all, like, upped our professionalism, you know, because she's an icon. You know,
sure.
She's been around forever. And, you know, we had the utmost respect for her, and she couldn't have been lovelier. It was such a, you know, treat to work with her.
Now, I want to talk about the premise of this movie. As you mentioned, you're dueling piano show with the character that Rob plays, Wes.
Mm-hmm.
And on
mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, you're without a gig, which is not unusual in this business. So you decide to take a road trip to your neighboring hometown together.
Mm-hmm.
And during the drive, you find a bunch of Santa conventioneers, and then you have to save a nativity set, and then you perform on stage in Nashville with Marie Osmond, and you go through a massive snowstorm. I mean, this sounds like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So you take a lot of different avenues between the beginning and the end, which the end is very cool.
Yeah, so I loved that part of it. I love the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It also had that, like, Home Alone feel, you know, where I'm trying to get home. I really liked all of that because there's, like, such a, you know, different cast of characters that we, you know, find along the way. So that made it really fun. It made it really fun to film. You know, lots of locations, lots of different, you know, actors that we got to find, you know. So, again, that's why I think it kind of makes it different. It's not just, you know, us in one location, you know, celebrating Christmas. So it's fun.
In addition to your acting talents, you're making a directorial debut with a film that you're filming right now called The Christmas Hotel with Tatiana Ali that's going to be airing on December 21st. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we're filming that one right now, and Tatiana Ali is a gift to a first-time director. She is a dream. Couldn't be lovelier. This one's called The Christmas Hotel, like you said. It's going to be on Lifetime as well, a part of that series. So I'm just so blessed to have two movies that are going to be on this Christmas in different ways. And, yeah, this one is going to be really special. It's Tatiana Ali. I don't know if I could say who else is in it, so I probably shouldn't. But this one is going to be great just because she is, like, such a delight to watch. She's so talented and so beautiful. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to really speak too much on it, but you'll love this one as well.
Well, you can save it for your next visit, hopefully before December 21st.
Exactly.
There you go. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the wonderful Lifetime, that is this whole holiday series on Lifetime, has 30 movies between now and December 21st. In that case, that's like a movie a night.
Yeah, that's a lot of, that's it's a lot of movies that they're putting on. People love Christmas.
I know. And they're all new premises. I mean, we're not talking about a revamping or a reconditioned theme from a couple of years ago. This is all new stuff.
Yeah, and they're all with, like, such incredible actors, too. You know, Lifetime really draws in such incredible talent. So that's exciting for the viewer, too, to, like, be able to tune in and see such amazing, you know, stars in these movies.
You know, I have to agree 100%. Lifetime does, and I've said this many, many times, a terrific job. They truly do in bringing movie quality presentations to the small screen. I think they do a sensational job. You know, what was it like, and we're going to go back now a few years, 12 to be exact, 11, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there. I won't make you so old, all right? What was it like working alongside of legends like Doris Roberts and Andy Griffith in the romantic comedy Play the Game? That had to be pretty cool.
Yes, it really was. I mean, that was a really special movie. They were, I mean, gosh, working with them, she was hilarious. She had a lot of spunk. She was very funny, very professional. I think when you work with actors that are so seasoned and have been around for such a long time, again, similar to working with Marie, you have to up your game, you know, because they're just professional and they are just, they're legends. So, and I remember, you know, Andy, he had, like, this little scooter that he ran around on because, you know, he was getting older and it was hard for him to kind of be mobile. And he just, he had such a funny personality about it, you know, and he was always just making us laugh. It was, that was a really special movie to work on.
That's a memory that you'll have forever and ever. Well, again, it's a wonderful Lifetime holiday series. Premieres this Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time on Lifetime. And then, of course, that's going to be starring our guest, the very talented Marla Sokoloff and Marie Osmond. And then it's called The Road for Christmas. And then that'll go right through to the middle of December. And on December 21st, she will be part of The Christmas Hotel in front and behind the scenes. Marla, you're a great guest. Would you come back and join us again? You're a talented and
Absolutely.
Nice lady.
Absolutely. Yes, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Okay, and you have a wonderful Christmas if we don't talk to you before that, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye, Marla. What a sweet girl she is. Marla Sokoloff, A Road Home for Christmas on Lifetime. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Firefighters in California are continuing to battle two wildfires, one in Northern California and one in Southern California. Utility company PG&E is shutting down power to nearly 1 million customers in Northern California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is not happy about that.
These blackouts, particularly with PG&E, and the impact of that is unacceptable. We got to hold them accountable. We are going to do our best to get through these high wind events and work through Saturday, Sunday into Monday, get these lights back on.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill held a rare Saturday session to hear a closed-door deposition from Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, Philip Reicher, as part of their impeachment inquiry into President Trump. The State Department has urged its officials not to participate in these sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been a frequent guest of ours in the past. Always nice when he's here. He is what we refer to in this business as a working actor, and he's going to be talking about a couple of great new seasons that are coming up. Joining us right now is our friend Greg Grunberg. Hi, Greg. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am doing well. Thank you. Always happy to be on the show, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, you know, Greg, when I mentioned the fact about a working actor, so many times you get people on the air that are on TV every single day, but the show was canceled like 5 years ago, you know, so you got to make that distinction.
I know. Trust me. Yeah, no, it never is lost on me how lucky I've been, and, you know, it's something that I love to do. My two boys, we were just talking about this. My son just turned 16, and we were talking about they want to be baseball players, and they are, you know, one is playing in college, and the other one is playing high school, and it's like acting, you know, it's just impossible to, I mean, it really is so hard to reach your goal and then stay there consistently and do it on a professional level, but I'm going to say no to something like that when I go, wow, I've actually been able to do that through the jobs I've had, but in acting, yeah, like you said, there are these dry spells in between, got to prepare, you got to be ready for that.
This is a tough business that we're in. Hey, you got a big month here, next 30 days, Castle Rock season 2.
Yeah.
Streaming on Hulu, and then Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker in the theaters this December, Friday the 20th. That's great, boy. That's a busy, busy winter.
Yeah, it's been, in preparing for that and shooting that. So the Castle Rock, you know, you shoot a whole season of something, and then the whole season comes out all at the same time. So that's been a lot of work. I did a handful of episodes, like 6 episodes, and they do about 10, and really, really cool, incredibly well written and well produced. It's Stephen King and J.J. Abrams. Season 1 was really successful on Hulu, and this is season 2, and it's Tim Robbins and Lizzie Kaplan, and I play the sheriff of Castle Rock, and it's just so amazing when you think about taking all the characters from the Stephen King, coming on through all of his works, his short stories, his books, his movies and everything, and then say, oh, they all live in Castle Rock. Let's see how their paths cross. This season is, it doesn't disappoint. It's very, very cool, and I'm excited to see how people react to it. The trailer is amazing, and then, yeah, Star Wars in December. I mean, I'd say any more about that. That's just ridiculous that I'm able to do another, you know, that same character, Snap Wexley. And what's great is that right in between is Epilepsy Awareness Month, so I get to do the publicity like this and then talk about something that's so near and dear to my heart.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, okay? First of all, you created talkaboutit.org, and your eldest son, Jake, I believe, has epilepsy.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you. So Jake, you know, he's 23, and when he was 7, he started having seizures, and so we've gone through all of this. And the thing about epilepsy is that most people, if you have the right medication, the right care, and the right doctors, and you take care of yourself, the hope is to control your seizures, and then hopefully we can find a cure as quickly as possible. And they're getting closer and closer. There's so many incredible therapies, obviously on the medication side they're working, and then there's all kinds of things that you can do to, and Jake is an example of this, and he does everything to try and control your seizures so that you can live a perfectly normal life. You know, you have to take your medications on time. You have to take care of yourself. Jake does Taekwondo. He makes sure he takes a nap if he feels fatigue. Oh, he has this really therapy called VNS therapy. It stimulates his vagal nerve. It's just right under his skin and on his chest. And it's implanted, and it detects an increase in heart rate, and then it gives a little electrical charge that can, at the right time, can stop a seizure, minimize the intensity of a seizure when it happens. If somebody's out there listening, they can go to VNStherapy.com. But I started talkaboutit.org, which is a place to exchange information and remove the stigma attached to epilepsy. And when Jake started having seizures, we felt so alone in all of this, and we realized that there's a stigma attached, and people don't talk about it. And if you don't talk about it, then, you know, you're not going to make the strides. Epilepsy, by the way, if you don't know what to do when you see someone have a seizure, that's the worst part, because most of the time the seizure is not the thing that does the most damage. It's the falling. It's, you know, it's the trauma associated with that. And so if you see someone have a seizure, they're not going to just drop to the ground most of the time. It's going to take a little time. They're going to say something strange. They're going to, you know, appear like, did they just have a stroke? What's going on? In the first few seconds. And you have enough time to take them, help them to the ground slowly, put them on their side. Never, ever stick anything in their mouth while they're having the seizure. Put something under their head that's soft so they can, well, if they're shaking, let the seizure ride itself out. And then, usually and all the CBS affiliates across the country and on YouTube and you know, all the social media platforms. And I encourage people to go to epilepsy.com and check that out. I'm just trying to do my part to raise awareness and funds so we can get a handle on it.
Greg, how old was Jake when he was diagnosed with it?
He was 7, 23 now.
23 now. The reason I asked that question is that when I was in grade school, I remember distinctly a young girl that had epilepsy. And when she went into a seizure in class, and we're talking 5th, 6th grade, you know, when she went into a seizure in class, it was frightening because, first of all, you didn't know what it was. The teacher knew, but everybody else didn't know what it was. And it was scary. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if it's scary for us, what would it be for the person going through it? And not only the scariness of it, and a certain degree of embarrassment, because, you know, you're left there being seen by your fellow students. It's got to be a terrible, terrible thing. But there was always a misnomer, and maybe it isn't a misnomer, but there was always this thing where you say, you got to watch the person doesn't swallow their tongue. Is that true?
As far as I know, I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you, no, you know, you don't want them to swallow anything. You don't want them to choke on if there's food or gum or anything, but the tongue is a muscle, and if you think about it, it's tonic-clonic, which means shaking and constricted. So all your muscles are tight, including your tongue, which means it's going to be thrust out. It's not going to go back into your tongue. It doesn't stay limp. If there's nothing in the person's mouth, and if they're breathing, that's the most important thing. It's just to check and make sure you hear air and that they're breathing, you know, when they're having a seizure, and it's going to be scary. But if they're breathing, never stick anything in anyone's mouth when they're having a seizure.
Okay.
Put them on their side so that if anything is in their mouth, fluid, it could be saliva, they could throw up, you know, any of that, that's how they can really hurt themselves because it blocks the airflow. It'll come out if they're on their side. So put one leg over the other on their side and just let them ride out the seizure. Don't hold them down. And remember, like what you said, it's scary for them. What happens during a seizure is they're not aware. It takes a minute and a half out of their life. You know, I mean, this is what Jake has described. He starts getting tired or things start shaking, and then that's it. And then all of a sudden, people are standing over him yelling at him.
Yeah.
Jake, can you hear me? Are you okay? Don't yell. You're not going to pop them out of the seizure if you're yelling. This VNS therapy that I talked about, there's a magnet that comes with it, and you swipe it over that device. You know, we can swipe it and have. If you catch it at the right time, we have actually popped Jake out of his seizures because, you know, we got to him early enough, and I swiped the magnet, and it gives this little electrical impulse onto his vagal nerve and to his brain. And, you know, it doesn't happen every single time. You know, there have been a couple times where he just all of a sudden pops out and he looks at me. It's the best feeling in the world to know that we actually did something during the seizure. But the best thing you can do is to be with that person, and when they come out of it, just to be there.
Wow.
Let them come out of it. And imagine they're going to come out confused. Some come out angry. This is the brain we're talking about.
Yeah,
so
sure.
There's emotions attached. There's confusion. And just know that they're going to be okay. And again, if it lasts longer than a minute and a half, absolutely call for help. Unfortunately, I've seen thousands of them, you know, from Jake and others, so I know what to do. But it's really, they're very, very basic things. So, you know, I encourage people to go to talkaboutit.org. That's my foundation, the website. And there's tons of information there, or epilepsy.com. To get more information.
Well, Greg, is there anything we can do in the month and months to come regarding promoting this? You just let us know.
Appreciate it.
Because I'll do what needs to be done. And the second season of Castle Rock is going to be streaming on Hulu, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker in theaters this December, Friday the 20th. Hey, Greg, you got to come back again. We want to talk about the band. We want to talk about your frozen yogurt business that you were in at one time.
I love talking to you so anytime. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
And this is, you know, it's so important. We get to talk about really cool stuff, what you're doing, what I'm doing. But also, when you give me this amount of time for something so important, I honestly, it's like it brings me to tears, and I really appreciate it. And thank you to your audience.
Well, you got a friend here, and we welcome you back anytime. So please take me up on that, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg. Our guest has been Greg Grunberg, as we mentioned before, one outstanding actor. And he's, of course, in The Rise of Skywalker in theaters on December 20th, Friday. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Wide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest and I share a common love, and that is something that is shared by everyone. I can think of no one, and that's music. Bringing music into the lives of youth is even more important, and I am such an advocate of this. I have in front of me a book. It is the second of two written by our author, and she also wrote Welcome to the Symphony. And it's called Welcome to Jazz. And this is literally a musical book. Joining us right now is its author, Carolyn Sloan. Hi, Carolyn. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am a fanatic for the advocation of music to children. I mean, they got to have music. And even if they don't know how to play an instrument, they should take some kind of music appreciation, because the universal language is music. And you share those thoughts. A music educator at Berklee Carroll School in Brooklyn, New York. Tell us the premise of this book, Carolyn, because this is a book that, believe me, my grandchildren are going to have very, very shortly under the tree.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for saying that. You know, the premise of this book is, you know, if you introduce great music to kids early on, they're going to develop an affection and appreciation for it and want more of it as they move through their lives. It takes really kind of abstract concepts in music and makes them very concrete by using this interactive sound panel on the side of the book. So every time we talk about something and we define it, it both in pictures and words, but then we also define it in sound. And so kids will have a very concrete understanding, a very intuitive experience, if you will, when they get to listen to the music. And a lot of, you know, you'll see that kids just have fun time looking at the pictures and pushing the buttons. They'll want to read the little voice bubbles of the cat characters. Kids as old as 8 or 9 really can read the whole book and use it as a nonfiction resource and book because there's so much information in it as well.
Well, you're talking about kids, you know, at that age, but you're talking to a kid who that really likes this book. Is it a way to teach children the appreciation of music in a way that isn't very formatted from the standpoint of, now read this chapter about how Louis Armstrong wrote a song? This has a panel on the side that has the sound effects of a banjo, drum, the rhythm section, tuba, double bass, the whole nine yards. As you read the book, they will tell you, for example, When Saints Go Marching In, which is the song that is specified here in this book, was originally a Christian hymn. The renowned trumpet player and singer Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, popularized the song when he recorded it in 1938. To hear the beginning, press 1. Well, 1 is the banjo part. But this is the way they record music today. I've had many recording sessions that I've sang to, and they bring in all the parts, and then they put them together. So it's very interesting, very well done.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that.
I love this kind of a book.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you're so intimately involved with music. That's amazing.
But tell us about how this whole thing came about. And we're talking about jazz here. Will there be down the road a little bit other kinds of formats, let's say country, rock and roll, classical?
Yeah, I mean, we have Welcome to the Symphony. We have Welcome to Jazz now.
Jazz, to a young person that has never been exposed to it and probably would never be exposed to the likes of Count Basie, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, Maynard Ferguson, that it's happy music. I mean, I know that there are some jazz riffs that really get into it and are very difficult to follow because you can't sing along. But songs like this, True Jazz, Saints Go Marching In, I mean, these are songs that I could picture youngsters really attaching to. And boy, isn't that good news.
Agree with you more about this. It's a joyful, really exuberant music. I mean, and that's what music helps us do, right? Music is that thing that gives us a voice, and it's so important to give kids so many different ways to express themselves and to voice themselves, where everyone gets to be heard and we all play together, and when our voices are all sounding together, there's harmony. Music is just such a necessary thing, and sometimes it can be lacking in our schools, so I'm pretty dedicated to trying to bring all different kinds of music, and especially jazz.
Barry Manilow and I were talking about this the other day when he was on the show, and that is, you know, music is a universal language, and the problem with the schools today is that they will go to all extents, and I'm not saying anything against sports, because you got to have, you know, that kind of competition in the schools, but, you know, they worry about the football uniforms, the basketball uniforms, everything else, and the first thing to go is the arts, and of course that includes music, and music is the universal language. If you like Eminem, if you like the Beatles, if you like Michael Bublé, if you like Elvis, it doesn't really make any difference. You got to have music in your life because that's the thing that everybody likes, even though the styles may change and they don't even know how to play an instrument, but they still listen to music.
Absolutely. Music is really, really imperative. I mean, I think that, you know, without getting too technical, it's also really important to note that the research on the power of the music and what it can do for us is really important too, because, you know, it helps with language acquisition. It actually develops different pathways in the brain that weren't there before. It helps us remember things. It calms us down. It focuses us. And most importantly, it connects us to other people and helps us to express ourselves. I mean, that's really, really important. And I think that those are the kinds of things that maybe we don't pay attention to because we think about school as being, you know, the place where we have to kind of drill skills. And that's fine, and there's certainly a place for that. But these days, especially when we're talking about living in such a diverse world, that music is such an important way to connect, and it also creates empathy and among us, and that's pretty important, I think.
Do you know, Carolyn, anybody who doesn't like music? I mean, somebody, again, I'm going back, different styles of music? Yes. Okay, they may not like rock and roll, but they like Frank Sinatra. They may not like country, but they like a Gregorian chant. Do you know of anybody that doesn't like music? Think about it.
You know, truthfully, I can't think of a person that I know that doesn't really like any kind of music. It's hard to imagine. Right. Yeah.
Well, where can we get this book?
You can purchase the book anywhere books are sold. So your local independent bookseller has it. Bigger stores, like Barnes & Noble's or Indigo Books has it. You can buy the book at Target. You can buy the book online at Amazon.com. You can go directly to Workman.com and buy the book. It's anywhere books are sold.
And when will the other formats be coming out, Carolyn?
Well, that I can't tell you, but Welcome to the Symphony and Welcome to Jazz are out and available now, and hopefully very soon we'll have another one.
Great. Well, you're always going to be welcome here. I mean that. You did a great job with this, and thank you for a great gift idea, too. It's called Welcome to Jazz, a swing-along celebration of America's music featuring When the Saints Go Marching In and Music to Words for Children of All Ages. And our guest has been its author, Carolyn Sloan. Thanks, Carolyn. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. Love to come back.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. That's going to put a wrapper on things on Ron Segi Today. Want to thank you and all of our guests for joining us on this last weekend of October. And our guests include, from the Oak Ridge Boys, my pal, baritone singer Richard Sturban, comedian Tom Arnold, from Garage Squad, Joe Zolfer. Also want to thank Centoya Brown-Long, actress Marla Sokoloff, actor Greg Grunberg, and Carolyn Sloan, penning a book, Welcome to Jazz, for the youngsters in our audience. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. Hope you have a great Halloween, and until next week, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.